the Boston Celtics are going to start their new season very soon. It seems like we just had basketball, but we've got COVID-19 to deal with, so sports have been turned upside down. And this morning, we chat with the premier guy of Boston sports. We've had him before when he had his Belichick-Brady book out. Michael Holly joins us now. His new book is called The Big Three. Michael, good morning. Welcome to the broadcast. How are you?
Oh, good morning. I'm doing great. Happy to be here. Yeah, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. I can't believe we're coming. I mean, the Celtics starting, what, a week and a half, 2 weeks? It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? Just to have an NBA Finals in September, those games then, you know, September, October, you know, down the stretch, and then to be here in December. Talking about a start to the season is just bizarre.
And from what we understand, and you may have more insight onto this, from right now, from what we understand, there's going to be no fans at the games at the Garden, right? No fans.
So far, no. That's right.
Yeah.
No fans.
That's what I thought. The new book is called The Big Three, and a lot of people who are old enough to remember talk about the Big Three, about Bird, Parrish, and McHale, but we're talking about the Big Three, you know, Pierce, Garnett, and Ray Allen, who brought a championship to Boston. After, you know, they made those moves, first championship in about 20 years or so. The Big Three, you know, when you compare the Big Three, like Ray Allen, Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, to the other Big Three, Parrish, Bird, and McHale, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, yeah, you know, it's funny that you say that, too, because, you know, everywhere I go, and depending on where I am in the country, just in conversation with people, they all have a different interpretations of what the Big Three is.
Right.
You know? And so in Boston, it's obviously McHale, Parrish, Bird, but talking to some people in Miami, and they said, hey, the Big Three, I thought you were going to talk about LeBron James and Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade.
Yeah, right.
And then talking to people in the Bay Area, now, this is really crazy, talking to people in the Bay Area, they said, hey, the Big Three, you're talking about Tim Hudson and Mark Mulder and Barry Zito. Said, are you kidding? They never won a thing. What do you mean?
So
be called a Big Three, you have to have a championship.
I was going to say, everybody's got a Big Three on a championship team, I guess, right?
Yeah, but you got to win a championship. You know, they didn't win it. So divisional championships don't count. But I would say the difference between, back to your question, the difference between the original Big Three in Boston and the new Big Three, let's call it that way, for this 2018. Number one, you had all those guys, the originals, in the front court. So you got a center, you got a small forward and a power forward. And they all just kind of dominated the Boston front line for a decade. And they were all brought together at around the same time by the sports original front office genius in Red Auerbach. I mean, you know, he maneuvered to draft Larry Bird while he was still in college. He outthought a lot of people on that one with Bird. And then in one single trade, great trade, he had the number one pick in the draft. He moved down to number three. With number three, he takes Kevin McHale, and then also adds in Robert Parrish from the same team. So there you go. In a heartbeat, you have the Big Three, and it lasted for a decade. These guys had a little bit more of a journey. You know, Paul Pierce had been here for a long time.
Right.
And he started to get to the point where he thought, I got to go somewhere else to win a championship. It was bad. 06, 07, they lose 18 straight games, and he just thinks it's hopeless. Kevin Garnett is going through a similar hopelessness and frustration in Minnesota. And the irony is, Ray Allen never wanted to leave Seattle. He thought he would stay and be part of a rebuilding project there. But Sam Presti, their general manager, had different ideas. So, you know, Danny Ainge gets Ray Allen from Seattle. And then when KG sees it, Ray and Pierce are together in Boston, he agrees to be traded to Boston. And there it is. They were all at, like, these desperate points in their careers, where they just wanted to win a championship and were willing to do whatever it took to get there.
And, of course, they won the championship against, well, who else? The Lakers, right?
The Lakers, yeah, blew them out in Game 6. Boston fans love that. You know, to win a championship is one thing, but to win it over the Lakers at home is just irresistible.
Yeah. So was Ray Allen the final piece? Because to me, he's one of the great shooters of all time.
I think Ray Allen was the important piece in that he sacrificed the most to make this work. You know, Ray Allen, a lot of people, because he spent a lot of time the previous, you know, I think it was six seasons in the Western Conference, a lot of people just didn't see some of the incredible stuff that he was doing there and how much he had the ball in his hands. I mean, didn't have to ask for it. Sometimes they would put him in a point guard position and say, hey, just go create a shot. He can get a shot anytime he wanted. Now, when you have three guys, you have three stars, somebody's going to have to step down dramatically. And he was that guy. So he went from averaging, you know, 20-plus points a game easily, falling out of bed and getting 20 points, getting down to around 15 or 16 points per game. So I think he gave up the most to make it work.
Yeah, we're speaking to Michael Holly, author of the Big Three, brand-new book out about Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, Ray Allen, and the rebirth of the Boston Celtics, talking about that wonderful 2008 championship season. Michael Holly has been a contributor to our program over the past couple of years. His last book was about Belichick and Brady. Now we're talking about basketball because the Celtics start in a couple of weeks, really. It's hard to believe that they're going to be on our schedule here in a couple of weeks. When you look at the Celtics, you know, since the championship year, and now we're like 12 years out now, coming up to 13 years out from that championship already, how did to today's Celtics? I mean, they got close last year, but not close enough. They're almost like, you know, a piece or two away from a real championship team, a team that could compete with an L.A. Lakers. Where do they stand right now going into this season?
Yeah, I think the number one thing is they need some health. They're having some health issues already before the season starts. Starting point guard Kemba Walker is not going to begin the season because he's got some lingering knee issue that he has to deal with. And then I thought they made a really good signing in the offseason, picking up Tristan Thompson to be their starting center. He's one of those guys who doesn't demand the ball. You don't need to run plays for him to get his points. And at the end of the game, he'll wind up with, you know, 12 points and 12 rebounds or 11 rebounds. That's exactly the kind of rugged performance in the post that you need. But he's a little banged up, too. So I think they need to get healthy. And you're right. They need one more piece. And maybe it's a rookie stepping up and contributing a little more than he's expected to. Like their first-round pick, Aaron Naismith out of Vanderbilt, a lot of people thought he was the best shooter in the draft. And so if he could come off the bench and give you, like, I'm not talking about anything crazy, give you 8 to 10 points per game consistently, that would be a huge help toward a championship. But, you know, it's so interesting that the foundation of this team, talking about Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, they came from the Big Three because that was the trade. Those are the players that Danny Ainge selected after he made the big trade with Brooklyn and traded away Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett.
Mm.
The return wound up being Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, that's interesting. How do you think Danny Ainge matches up with some of the other, you know, player executives out there that managing the personnel on the team? How does he rank in your estimation?
He's got to be in the top five. I mean, just his vision for what his team needs and his understanding of how the game continues to evolve. Look, he would be out of his element if he had decided, hey, I played on the 1986 Celtics, one of the greatest teams of all time, and I know what I'm talking about. I'm just going to try to get us back to where we were in 1986. Well, that's not going to happen. It's just a different league now with a different dynamic. So anybody who is not able to just kind of adapt to how drafting players is different now and how free agency works now and the salary cap, if you're not able to master all those things, I think you'll just drown. And he is among the best at all the things I just mentioned.
Yeah. Michael Holly, my guest, the author of the new book called The Big Three. The Big Three, Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, Ray Allen, and the Rebirth of the Boston Celtics. It's out now. You can check it out. Michael Holly joining us this morning here on the Pulse of New Hampshire's Morning Information Center. Happy holidays to you, Michael. Always great to talk to you. Thanks for joining us, and good luck with the book. Appreciate it.
Hey, happy holidays to you and your listeners. And you know what? I'll talk to you when the next book comes out.
Sounds good, Michael. We'll see you soon, my friend. Be well.
All right. Thank you.